Welcome to another exciting episode of Bass Fan Radio, folks. And with me today is the CEO of Bass Fan. I wanted to bring him on, and it's Jay Kumar. And Jay, you know, we just launched a week or so ago the Bass Fan Army, and boy, we're getting rave reviews so far.
Well, yeah, I hope we do. Really, it's launched it to try and help the average everyday bass fisherman, if you will, which I know you and I count ourselves as exactly that. Have more fun while fishing the same stuff for essentially no more money. So I don't see how that's a bad thing in any way.
Well, you know, if you look at this thing, and really, you know, we've talked about exclusivity in the sport. You know, you've got each trail and everything across the country has exclusivity. But really, the Bass Fan Army trails, they're about bringing everybody together, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, you know that. Everything we do at Bass Fan is about inclusion. We cover FLW and Bass and now all these other trails, and we will include more and more trails as we go with the Bass Fan Army, both in terms of coverage and also the programs that we're offering. Because as I've always said and you've always said, and I think everybody really out there knows, we're all in this together, and we just want to make it more fun and more profitable, really, for everybody, including the fans and weekend warrior anglers out there.
Well, let's kind of drive down into this thing a little bit. You know, the Bass Fan Army is something that, you know, it may be nebulous to some folks, but in reality, it's a fairly simple program. All you have to do is actively be involved, and you got contingency money and several other things that are going on. But let's drill down a little bit. Tell me, you know, give me your perspective of what we're doing here.
Well, really, like I said, as you know, we are offering people a chance to earn contingency money, and also there'll be some product. The details of that unfortunately aren't out yet, but will be soon, for tournament performances, but also for catching big fish or record fish. And that could be anything from like a, you know, a 1 pound bass on 4 pound test to a, you know, a giant fish. It could be anything. And on the big bass side, you don't even have to have a boat. I mean, you could be at a farm pond somewhere and catch a big fish and get some recognition and prizes for it. It's just all about fun. And the tournament guys, as we all know, are driven in part by money, and there'll be chances to get money for good performances there through the Skeeter Performance Program, but also through a variety of other programs we have from other sponsors that we haven't announced yet. So, and you don't have to do anything except be a member, which is less than $20 or 5 cents less than $20 for everybody. And if you're active, retired military or military reserves, you get in free. And I have to mention, you know, we've gotten a lot of inquiries about, is this only for Skeeter owners? And the answer is absolutely not. I mean, Skeeter sees the potential in the Bass Fan Army, same as we do, but this is about everybody, no matter what trail you fish, no matter what boat you run, whether you have a boat or not, it doesn't matter. I mean, it's just about being a fisherman or an angler or a fisher lady, however you want to call it.
Yeah, I think the important part to bring up there is it's not just about the Weekend Warrior Championship, which is a big part of it, but it's a culmination of the year where you've got all kinds of opportunity through the year at the events you fish at a local level to increase your effectiveness and maybe make a little bit of dough on the side.
Yeah, I think the Weekend Warrior Championship is really just one of the things we're offering. In some ways, it looks like the biggest because it's a $100,000 purse, and you know, there will be a great deal of press for whoever is wins and is the best amateur angler in the U.S. or North America. But, you know, like I said, yeah, this goes on all year long. You can earn prizes and money all year long just for fishing how you like to fish. And, you know, in the case of the big bass slams, you can get a cool embossed certificate that you can put on your wall. I mean, I used to love doing that, you know, getting big bass things that would hang up in my room when I was a kid. So, I mean, this is all about doing stuff that's fun all year long for everybody.
Well, you know, we always at Bass Fan, we take a big-time emphasis towards the pro angler and have done that for a lot of years, almost 3.5 now. And then you look at what we're doing and trying to do with the co-anglers and really the guys that not necessarily co-anglers, but guys that fish in the weekend and are guys that go out there and really beat the water just as hard as the pros, but maybe don't travel quite as far.
Yeah, you know, the sport where it is now is it's kind of operating, especially on the BASS side, but not exclusively, in the kind of trickle-down mode where a lot of money is being put into the pro ranks. You know, not enough for anybody, I don't think, but it's getting better and better. And everybody's kind of hoping it's going to trickle down to the weekend warriors. I don't want to call them amateurs because these guys and gals are great fishermen. But, you know, we want to just bring the money to them. And you know, I have to give hats off, and you, I know you feel the same way, to Ranger Boats. They showed, you know, what a great contingency program can do to really electrify the industry. And, you know, we're taking a page from their book, same as everybody else has, and Skeeter's performance program is somewhat similar. And we're giving sort of a smaller version of that, the opportunity for a smaller version of that, to a lot of other manufacturers who couldn't really do it on their own, fishing tackle manufacturers and whatnot. And, again, broadening it beyond just the tournaments to everyday anglers, no matter how you fish or where you fish, just as long as you're fishing for bass, which is what we're all about.
Well, that's no question about it. I think sometimes people look at the news service and they think, well, you guys are just the pro leagues or whatever. But, you know, we've got a Bass Fan Army radio program now where we have guys that are across the country talking to me about how they do things in their general area. And you know, we're just doing things to raise the bar there from a news standpoint. And now you've got all these things, and all you have to do is just sign up. It's a real simple deal.
Yeah, it's real simple. And, you know, as far as being about the pro leagues, that's not a big deal or sort of it's not – counter to what we're doing, because really, you know, it's not like the pros are the only people who read Bass Fan. It's millions of fans, and we're fans too, and we thought of things that we would like to see done, and you know, that's the way we've done everything. How would we like to see the sport covered? We did it. How would we like to see things done in terms of a membership program? We're doing it. And once again, we're including everybody, FLW, BASS, and a bunch of other quality organizations. We can't really wait to bring it even broader in the future.
Well, you know, Jay, a lot of questions that we get and I get on a routine basis, you know, I like to bring out. One is, you know, you're looking at the paybacks and some of the things you talked about, the $100,000 at the Weekend Warrior. You've got contingency programs now where we're going to announce those very soon. But there's a lot of tricks we still have up our sleeve that we're going to announce as this progress goes forward, and try to bring more things all through the year, not just at the beginning, not just to, you know, to make it a big hype thing, but we're going to do things throughout the year to continue to increase it.
Yeah, I mean, people have to, you know, realize that this is the beginning step. I think it's a big step and a good one. But, you know, just like anything has grown, whether Operation Bass or FLW Outdoors or BASS, this is going to grow and grow as we sort of show that we are who we think we are or say we are on the Bass Fan Army front. And I really have no doubt that, you know, based on what we've heard from the manufacturers and what they want to bring to the table, it's going to just keep getting bigger and bigger. And like I said, we just want to make it so there's no reason not to do it if you're going to earn more money and have more fun while basically fishing the same way you always did. And we're not talking about any additional entry fees or anything like that.
That's right. That's a no-entry fee event, the Weekend Warrior. And, you know, you just have to be good in your particular area, and you get a chance to be able to do that. And then also mention, if you would, the wild cards a little bit. Let's talk about them.
Yeah, I mean, people look at the Bass Fan Army sanctioned trails and they might think, well, hey, I don't fish that trail. You know, why should I be a Bass Fan Army member? I really want to qualify for the Skeeter Weekend Warrior Championship, but I can't do it. And that's not true. That's specifically why we have these wild card slots. I mean, there may be some, and I know there are some quality trails that we just weren't able to include this year that we hopefully will do next year. And there are some darn good anglers that, for whatever reason, don't fish the BFLs or some of the BASS events or One Bass or whatever it is, but they may really be standout people and just, you know, absolutely wipe the floor, might just have a great year, wipe the floor with everybody. And we want an opportunity to bring those people to the Weekend Warrior Championship because, you know, we want to have the best Weekend Warrior anglers in the country out there. So, I mean, anybody can join, and it's really just make sure you let us know if you're really doing well on a local or regional trail that we may not be paying attention to, and we will absolutely consider you. And by the way, it has no bearing whatever boat you use or whether it's your partner's boat or, you know, whatever tackle you use has no bearing on it. It's completely merit-based and results-driven. So it's again, as I've said, you know, many times already, it's open to everybody.
Well, we want to make sure that if anybody has any questions, of course, they can come to Bass Fan and ask those questions via feedback. And, you know, there's probably going to be, you know, everything that you can possibly touch. We're going to try to do that. BassFanArmy.com has a lot of that information, in particular in the Frequently Asked Questions section. We want to make sure people go out and look at that. And, of course, send us an email. If you don't understand how to sign up or you don't understand something, we'll take that feedback and we'll get right back to them, won't we, Jay?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is all about helping people understand what we're doing. We know it's a new program. Like everything we do, it's a little different from things that people have seen before. So, yeah, I mean, we're answering, many questions every day, and we look forward to doing that.
Well, you know, it's being received very well, I can tell you that. You know, from my seat here as the Chief Sales and Marketing Officer, you know, we're talking to people every day. The industry itself is seeing this thing as something that's bringing our sport together, and we hope that we can, you know, continue to raise the bar. And I think that you're going to find out here in the next few months and leading up to the August event with the Weekend Warrior, there's going to be a lot of fun things happen.
Yeah, I mean, I can't wait to see what they are, too, because we don't know what all of them are yet, but I'm sure they're going to be great.
Well, Jay, thanks for being with us here at Bass Fan, and we're going to do this a little bit more. As things come up, we're going to come back to Bass Fan Army Radio and Bass Fan Radio and bring you on and bring other people that are industry leaders into this thing. We're also going to be talking to the weekend guys, so get ready for that as well, and of course we'll continue to do what we do with the pros. But, Jay, thanks for being with me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Terry.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.